Welcome to the Suicide Squeeze Baseball Talk Show.
This is the May 24th, 2013 edition. I'm Dominic Mateo.
I'm Patrick Spade.
And I'm Bo Myers.
Who is Bo Myers, you may ask? He's our newest host.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start out with, well, Anibal Sanchez has a no-hitter going through 7 2/3 against the Twins.
As of filming this show right now.
Obviously subject to change, but that's still pretty cool. So we're going to keep you updated on that throughout the night. Now we're going to go to our league scores. In the top of the eighth, Washington is beating Philadelphia 5-2. Bottom sixth, Baltimore is beating Toronto 10-3. Top eight, Detroit's winning 6-0 over Minnesota with the no-no for Anibal Sanchez going. Sorry, I'm a little congested tonight. Top seven, we got the New York Mets over the Atlanta Braves. Bottom six, Cincinnati is winning 5-3 over the Cubs.
All right. In the top of the sixth, the Cleveland Indians are losing to the Boston Red Sox 3-1. The New York Yankees are beating the Tampa Bay Rays in the bottom of the seventh, 9-3. The Los Angeles Angels are tied with the Kansas City Royals in the top of the fifth, 1-1. The Milwaukee Brewers, Miami Marlins are beating the Chicago White Sox in the bottom of the fifth. Bo Myers, your turn.
That's the score of that game, 2-1. Sorry, Pappy is a little.
That's reading.
Okay. Oakland, 2-0 in the top of the fourth against Houston.
Got Pittsburgh down 0-2 against Milwaukee in the bottom of the fifth. San Diego and Arizona are tied 0-0.
They're
warming up.
And games that are still yet to be played, St. Louis versus Los Angeles, Texas versus Seattle, Colorado versus San Francisco. St. Louis and Texas start at 10-10, and Colorado versus San Francisco starts at 10-15. Now we're going to take you to our top All-Star picks. These are the people that we think must be in the All-Star game no matter what happens. So for the National League, Justin Upton, how about him? Monster of a year this year.
Definitely.
Started off very strong.
14 home runs currently. I don't see how you can't put this guy in the All-Star game.
He's probably the best hitter in the National League.
Yeah, if there's one guy I do not want to face, it's between Justin Upton and his American League counterpart, Chris Davis. He is having a monster year, 15 home runs. Really, he's coming out of nowhere with this year.
I mean, who knew last year, man? I mean,
he was a joke. And he would tell you himself that he was a joke last year. Next, we have Miguel Cabrera in the American League, followed by Nate McClouth, who is one of the stolen base leaders, Clay Buchholz, who's having a monster comeback pitching year, and Prince Fielder, who's a great consistent player, is going to give you a great bat in your All-Star lineup. Someone that pitchers hate to face. In the National League, we'll continue with Matt Harvey, one of the top two guys in... I'm sorry about that. An ad just came up on the computer.
Matt Harvey,
number two in the league in WHIP, .83. And let's face it, he would have a lot more wins if he actually had a team behind him giving him some run support. And a good deep. I'm sorry to all Mets fans. This isn't because I'm a Phillies fan. They're generally not having a good year.
You're awful.
Next we have Brandon Phillips, who's among the top... the top in RBIs in the National League. Clayton Kershaw, another guy who's been consistent pretty much throughout his career. And Joey Votto, who's having his usual monster year.
Mm-hmm.
Among the leaders in home runs, RBIs, and average, what more can you ask? And if we had to have one more guy from each league, I would say Ryan Braun and Alex Gordon, to their respective leagues. Two guys who you can always just rely on, both having pretty good years. So now on to our breaking news stories of the day.
All right, and the first story is that Chase Utley will be on the 15-day DL.
That's a bullet.
Considering with his hot start in the beginning of the year.
He's just always a threat to pitching. That's what you really got to look for in a hitter. Can he get on base? Can he run, field, all that stuff?
And how about Ethier getting sat the other day? Ugh.
And then Don Mattingly, his excuse was, I want a team that is going to go out there and work hard. It's not something that you can measure, it's just something that a player has. Not necessarily saying that Ethier doesn't have a spot, but he sat him for that game. And when you're sitting a guy who you just started paying, I think it's around $85 million, it was something around there. I'm not 100% sure, it might be someone else. But the bottom line is, he's one of your franchise guys and you're sitting in. I don't know, there's something a little fishy there. And the comments he made afterwards, I'm not sure if I'm liking them. I don't know.
In other news, Bryce Harper runs into the wall, and if you didn't see that, I would definitely go check that out, because that is just something to watch over and over again.
It is a funny, funny video. Okay, next.
Beat the streak. Goes to a 45-game streak. And he's pretty close to winning that money.
11 more. That's almost as close as anyone's ever come. 49 is the all-time record.
I say it ends tomorrow night.
That is the prediction. I don't think so.
Okay, so we're
Patrick Spathy wrong.
We're going to check back in with Anibal Sanchez's no-hitter. It is now through 8 against the, once again against the Minnesota Twins. Overall, looking like a good game. They're running 6-0. Well, not a competitive game, but a good game for Anibal Sanchez.
All right, and let's move on. We're going to our team of the day, which is the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay. We got two guys on their team that are. Are on our must-make all-star list, which are Brandon Phillips and Joey Votto, who are both having great years. Both have a ton of RBIs, great averages, home runs. They got it all. Two guys that really help out any lineup. I don't know. I just really like this team. I like their odds of making it all the way.
It's hard to argue with that, with the way they've been playing this far.
They're good.
Yeah, he's not the best guest host ever. Another guy to look at on this team, Bronson Arroyo. Guy who's really bounced back. He's contributing a lot to their team this year. And not much else to say. He's having a good year. Manny Parra, in other news, Manny Parra is back early from the 15-day DL. As not really 100% sure who. I think it is Sean Marshall. Went to the DL with a shoulder issue, so they pulled him. Manny Parra back out. And on their team, not too great. 200-300-plus hitters, but they're both everyday players, so that's always a good thing. Shin-Soo Chu, fun name to say, and Joey Votto. Also, Jay Bruce has 31 RBIs, another notable player on that team.
Hey, Shin-Soo Chu, try saying that one 5 times fast.
Is that a challenge?
Yes.
Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu.
Your turn, Pap.
Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu, Shin-Soo Chu.
It's Shin-Soo Chu.
All right. I fell.
Bo's turn. I'll hold off my challenge so I don't have to do it either.
Dominic wins.
Hi, my name's Dominic.
Checking back into... The
actually, no, we're not, because the Tigers are up right now, so there's really nothing different.
Nothing different. No reason to check in.
Freddie Galvis just made a great play at the Phillies game, which they're still losing 5-2, but nice play. We're going to check back in with the league scores. Nothing much has changed, except for Baltimore and Toronto is now 10-5. I think that's different, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it was 10-3 before. It is now 10-5 Baltimore. Atlanta and New York is now tied. I believe that's different. 3-3. Yeah, I think it was 3-2 before. Other than that, Tampa Bay tacked on another run against New York, 9-4 now. And Miami versus Chicago White Sox is now 2-2. Milwaukee has taken a 2-0 lead over Pittsburgh, and I'm pretty sure that those are the only differences from the last time we checked in. We'll keep you updated. Anything else you guys want to say?
My question is, what are we moving on to next?
I don't know. Overall, I think interesting week in baseball. It's going to really, I think this week is an important week. You're getting into June, getting closer to All-Stars. This is really where you got either start going ahead or falling down. And this is going to be a deciding week for a lot of teams. Now, I'm just being informed by my
anchors,
if you want to say that, that Mike Trout has become the youngest AL player in history to hit the cycle. So congratulations to Trout.
Homeboy from New Jersey.
Hometown hero. A fellow New Jerseyan. His poster's actually right on this guy's wall.
Yes, right in front of where we're filming this.
Yeah, this guy's wall.
He's looking right at us.
He is. He's actually staring right at Bo right now. It's a little odd.
He's got his mouth open. Looks like a fly is flying into his mouth in the picture, but it's hard.
It's probably just dirt.
It's debatable.
You know.
I think me and Bo could beat him in a race.
I think I could beat him in a race.
I don't think I could.
I'm just kidding. Mike Trout's actually probably pretty fast.
Hey! They call me the flat tire. You know what that means, okay?
It means he's slow as anything.
But not as slow as the Jack Dean.
In other news, let's move on to Wiffle Ball.
Jack Dean, if you're listening, I love you.
In our league, HH Wiffle.
Hashtag sponsor. So what we're going to talk about is today. There was an amazing thing happened. A team known as the Houston Astros.
Our team.
Our team. Down by 11 runs. Two innings.
11.
11, I think.
We were down by 11 runs to the crappiest team in the league, the Mariners.
The Mariners.
Dominic Mateo, myself, was having a terrible pitching day.
So was Patrick
Spaeth.
Myers
and Patrick Spaeth could not find the plate. Dominic was getting beaten around. So what could we do? Well, we started getting little hits, and then little hits led to big hits.
Started with a single up the middle by Bo Myers.
And then Bo had a monster pitching performance afterwards, and we won.
Two home runs by Dom. We come from behind. Final score is 13-11.
Not to mention those home runs were both from different sides of the plate. One left.
First player in HH Wiffle history. If you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, where can I find more of this amazingness, check out www.youtube.com/HHWiffle.
Or you can just go to our website, hhwiffleball.webs.com. If you go to HHWiffle, you'll find our old crappy website.
Also, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook.
And, well, right now, Anibal Sanchez is getting ready to take the mound in Detroit against the Twins. Ball one to Jamie Carroll. Carroll's hitting 294
here.
I say we should do
called strike, second pitch. Jamie Carroll, 294 this year, 5 RBIs, 0-2, and he's walked. So one of the very few guys to get on base today. Congratulations for him. Anibal Sanchez, how great would this be to see an 0-0? I mean, a guy who really did struggle last year. He's 4-4 this year, 2.42 ERA, swinging strike 2 at a slider. Nasty factor of 36. Which, I'm not sure if that's good or bad. I honestly don't know what NF means. I think it's nasty factor.
That's what I think, dude.
85 miles per hour. Nice pitch there.
And that's a strike 2.
Called strike. There we go. There's
three.
A K.
Wrong on them.
I believe that's strike 3. Yes, it is. One out. 8 1/3 no-hit innings from Anibal Sanchez. I'm really liking this game. How about you, Bo?
Man, I love it. I'm watching right now, man, and I'm just pumped up to see the rest.
Do you have MLB Network? You do, right?
MLB Network? Yeah, we got MLB.
MLB fan, come on.
Yeah, man.
Don't turn that on. They're bound to have the game on.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, Anibal Sanchez? He's the deal tonight, man.
He'll give you a much more.
I don't know. I think we have to make up the award of Player of the Night for Anibal Sanchez if he goes with this no-no.
I think we will. Player of the Day, Pap. You feeling that? Player of the Night? New section of our show? If Anibal Sanchez does that, we will create that segment, and we'll have an entire segment on who our Player of the Day is, or Night, in Bo's case. Okay, it's a 1-1 count to Joe Mauer, who he's had a comeback year batting 333, 2 home runs and 14 RBIs. Better than last year, because last year he was buns. Yeah, not much else to say. So, we got... It's
over. Gave up a hit. Just gave up a hit.
And the computer's a little bit slower, but Anibal Sanchez just gave up his first hit after 8 1/3 innings to Joe Mauer. Well, there's not really much to say. Anibal Sanchez, rats off to you. Great game pitched, 8 1/3, no hit innings. I hope to see him go all the way. If not, you know, you definitely can't be mad about a game like that. Just get back in, give you some confidence for next game, and there you go. So I think that'll...
We have
a new segment we'd like to try. It's called Harry Carey Calls. We're going to call a random number. And we're going to pretend that they just won a radio contest from Harry Carey. Maybe they'll buy it, maybe they won't. We're going to find out. So, Dom, keep them entertained when we find this number.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harry Carey. How are you doing today? It's been a while since we've last spoken. Well, what can I say? A nice day in baseball. Anibal Sanchez with that no-no. Well, almost no-no. He really stinks, you know. You can't hold on to a no-hitter like that. I mean, I could have done that. San Diego and Arizona have just started their game, top of the first. And other than that, I really don't have much else to say. So, you guys have anything else to say? I'm blank for words.
I'm just ready for this new segment, Prank Call, you know.
That was the worst Harry Carey imitation I've ever heard. Not that mine's all that good. But yours is terrible. I think we should do that one. That is a great number to do.
Alright, we found our number.
Don't you recognize the Harry Carey? Should we do a different voice, maybe?
No.
I'm feeling a different voice.
Alright, let's just find a new number. No, he's gonna know that one too.
What the call?
We have found a new number.
Does he know about Harry Carey? I think he does.
Dude, we just need... You wanna just type in a random number?
No.
Nah, I don't
It'll
really
be more
that.
Funny if you know him.
It really is.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do
Pappy's. Yes. We found our number.
Our target.
Go to the dialer.
He has never heard my Harry Carey imitation. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Bundles of fun.
Not that my Harry Carey imitation's that great, but it'll do the job.
This is our first podcast edition, but if you think it's pretty funny, go to the YouTube page, and we have a...
We doubt you will,
but there will be a video up there of a different attempt at a prank call. Check that out. Here we go.
Well, that was a fail!
We're going to find a new number. Stay with us.
I really don't have much to say. I mean, this is bad. Okay, who you got here?
Okay.
Who is it? I'm liking it. I'm really liking that.
Alright, plug it in. Alright, we're trying a second number. If this one goes to voicemail, we don't know what we'll do.
Pappy will probably start crying.
I'm not gonna lie.
Right here, right now. Sorry, started happening. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Harry.
Oh. Up. Do you have your phone
now? Well, it's ultimately looking like this is going to be a fail.
We have one more number to give it a try. Sorry for the ads. We're trying to do some MLB-ness. If you want to reach us, here's an idea. If you're like, I want to tell them what to talk about on their show, go to our Twitter page.
Sorry, this is
we're watching the updates of the game. So go to the Twitter page, at Squeeze Talk, and tell us what you want to talk about next time. All right, so let's try this last number. So we're finding our last number here. Let me just plug this in. All right, just one second.
Hopefully this will work.
Verizon ring back tone while your party is reached.
Hello, this is Harry Carey. You have just won an amazing MLB fan pack. Maybe.
Harry Carey, I love you. Dude, I'm your biggest fan.
Okay, all you have to do is answer one question.
Okay.
What is my favorite color?
24.
Oh my gosh, you got it right. How did you know?
Why did I win?
I'm sorry, the number you're trying to reach is now longer invalid.
What? What if I won the MLB fan pack?
Thank you for choosing Verizon as your mobile carrier.
No.
So that's all for this episode of the Suicide Squeeze Baseball Talk Show. Thank you for listening this long. As always, I'm your host, Patrick Spade.
I'm Dominic Mateo, and our guest,
Bo Myers.
Thank you for watching.
See you later.